You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. It's good to have you with us, and it's good to have Lindsay Parry with us once again. Lindsay, nice to see you.
Yep, Brad, it's been a week or two. Lucky to see you.
That it has. Great question in our forum, and it's quite funny how it's come about. So a few weeks ago, we did a video on our YouTube channel on maximum heart rate, how to calculate it. And at the end of that video, Shona said, maximum heart rate's not the ideal. We prefer threshold. To calculate those sorts of zones and that sort of thing. And a great question popped up in the forum. We are going to do a YouTube video, in-depth YouTube video on this. But Joseph was asking, he says, I'm following a sub 30-minute 5K plan. Second week now, it's going well. But I noticed that the 15-minute warm-up prior to the 3x3 speed training session should be done at 80 to 85% of threshold pace. How do I determine threshold pace? He says, my maximum heart rate is 156, tested at a lab. He says, my MAF heart rate is 117. Appreciate any guidance you may provide. And he was asking about that threshold, like what is threshold, how do you calculate it?
Yeah, so look, Joseph, I'm going to answer this question in three parts, because firstly, having had the lab test, that threshold speed will coincide with your threshold heart rate. So you will be able to, in fact, calculate that for yourself personally, so that's the first bit, and I'll unpack that at the end of the answer. And in terms of what we mean, the simplest answer to that question is that the plan that you are on takes into account roughly what your threshold should be if you are capable of achieving the time, and in this case, the sub 30 5K plan. And so you don't need to calculate it. That will be pushed through to your watch based on what is in the plan, and you can follow the pace that the watch gives you. The second part of that question is then that people do like to know how we work these things out, what do they mean, and how do you individualize the plan further by taking your own specific threshold into account. And the way we are essentially basing those thresholds on an estimation of what we believe you will be able, what your pace will be in an all-out 35-40 minute run. Okay, for most people, we calculate that as an estimation off of their 3 to 5 mile, 5 to 8 kilometer best effort. And then we work out from there what we think they'd be able to hold for 35 to 40 minutes. And that gives us an estimated threshold pace. And then to calculate what 80 to 85% of that pace is, you literally can pump that, convert it into seconds and multiply that by 1.2 and multiply and 1.25, and that'll give you a pretty good idea that of what that range is that you are looking for. And so if we flick on to the end or the first question that I answered, Joseph, then in your case, during that threshold test, you probably did it on a treadmill. So, and because these things aren't finite, in other words, there isn't a line where we go, this is where you are moving from all-out aerobic energy metabolism to all-out anaerobic energy metabolism. That's a bit of a gray line, and that's why when you do any kind of test, they will generally give you your threshold zone is between here and here, because we know that we can't calculate that properly. And so the slight inaccuracy and or the fact that it's a bit easier on a treadmill, and that probable slight overestimation of your threshold and pace will be taken care of in that range. So if you look at the results on that test, those heart rates that you've been given for your threshold will correspond to a speed that you are running on the treadmill, and that will give you a pretty good idea of what your threshold is. And you take that speed, multiply it by 1.2 and multiply it by 1.25, and that'll give you your individual zone that you can then use in combination with your plan to just give it a little bit more specificity for you.
Awesome stuff. Joseph, thank you so much for that great question. And like I said at the start of this podcast, please look out for that video upcoming on our YouTube channel. If you don't subscribe on YouTube, just head over to youtube.com, search for Coach Parry, and you'll find our channel there. Hey, it's Brad here. Before I go, if you're coming back from an injury or if you're just starting out running and are looking for a sensible training plan to get you on track, then our MAF training plans are exactly what you need. You can get access to them as well as our team of expert coaches in the Coach Parry Training Club right now. To join the club, simply head over to coachparry.com/club or click the link in your podcast player now.